But then comes along American psychologist John B. Watson. In 1913, Watson published the article Psychology as the Behaviorist Views It, also known as the Behaviorist Manifesto. In it, he argues that consciousness and introspection should play no role in the scientific study of behavior, that it's the analysis of behavior that is the only objective method, that the prediction and control of behavior is the goal for psychology. You can read Watson's original article here. Watson was a controversial character, which can be seen in this quote about what Watson could do with a dozen infants. He never carried out this experiment, but he did carry out another that is no less controversial. I suspect you've heard about Little Albert, the experiment where Watson and his research assistant Rosalie Rayner applied the principles of classical conditioning to condition an 11-month-old, well-adjusted little boy to be terrified of white rats and bunnies and even a furry white beard. They did this by clanging a steel bar with a hammer behind little Albert's head each time he reached out to pet the cute little rat. Watson wound up being asked to leave his academic position at Johns Hopkins, not because his experiment with little Albert was unethical, which clearly it was, but because of the affair he was having with his research assistant, Rosalie Rayner, after his wife found out about it and published their love letters in the paper. So Watson's career in psychology was short-lived, but it was Skinner's reading of Watson that really got the behavioral revolution going. But just in case you are feeling bad for Watson, not to worry, he went on to have a successful and lucrative career in advertising, another profession with the goal of predicting and controlling behavior. Now, let's test your understanding of classical conditioning.